If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
720 WGN. Herb, give us your all your titles, will you?
I'm known as a consumer man. I'm a contributing editor at checkbook.org, a nonprofit that helps people be smarter consumers. You can read my stories at checkbook.org or visit me on my website, consumerman.com.
Well said.
I was expecting jet plane from you, John.
You know, I have to say I mulled over what tunes to get. But I figured, you know what? Planes aren't the only one. Yeah, I probably should.
Ricky Nelson, Traveling Man.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, well.
That's okay. The music's just an interlude
to our
discussion.
It's a holiday. It's a holiday. Yes. It's all a holiday, whether you're in the air, on the ground, or wherever you are, on a submarine. Yes. It's a holiday.
Yes. How are you?
And I'm fine. And you?
Good. Excellent. I just got back from vacation.
Were you scammed?
No, but I have a tip for you at the end of this segment about what I learned on my vacation.
Okay. Well, so you have one of the checkbook publications here, Summer Travel Trips from Christopher Elliott. He must be a friend of yours.
Chris Elliott is a syndicated travel columnist who appears in USA Today. He appears in my city and Seattle Times. He's all over the country. I don't think he's been home in 20 years. He's like all over the place. Seriously, I mean it. He just goes, and every time I interview him for one of my podcasts, this was on the consumerpedia.org podcast, it's like we play, where in the world is Chris Elliott? First time it was New Zealand. Now he was in Japan. He was headed to Laos. So the guy really knows what's going on. And, you know, I asked him, what do we need to know? What do people need to know about traveling this year? First of all, not everybody goes by air, but a lot of people go by air.
Yes,
and the good news is the travel search site website, Kayak, says that domestic airfares are 7% cheaper on average compared to last year. So that's really good. And if you're headed outside the country, they say international airfares are significantly cheaper than last year. Ticket prices for Asia down 11%, to Europe down 8%. So again, that's very, very good news. The other thing Chris said, and he pointed out, and I think he's got this right, there's a problem with travel in the United States right now. As you know, because of what the administration has done, it's annoyed a lot of people around the world, and they're not planning to come to America this year. And you probably know this in Chicagoland. We know it here where I live in Seattle. We have seen a dramatic drop in Canadians coming to Washington State to shop and to come
you
here for vacation.
Yeah,
and they made it
right.
They're making it really obvious that they're expressing this for political reasons.
Yep,
so that's going to affect prices. We're going to see, I think, especially hotel rooms and maybe even rental cars, that if the market really continues to stay this way, and possibly even airfares, that there's going to be some really good deals this summer. I'm already getting emails from some of the resorts that I tend to go to along the coast in Washington State. Great sale, spot sale. They have a reason for a sale. You know, come and visit us. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that this year. And I also think that at the end, if you like, have some flexibility and wait till, you know, end of July, early August, when desperation might be setting in, we might see some really, really good sales. So there is a silver lining in this for those of us who are traveling. While it's not good for hotels and rental properties and resorts and that kind of thing,
yeah,
keep that in mind.
Yeah.
He says, Chris said basically his bottom line was, and I'm almost quoting here, he said, this is the year to take advantage of the bargains in the U.S. Save your foreign travel for next year, maybe. The other reason is because, you know, there's some animosity against Americans traveling overseas.
He ran into
a situation like that where, you know, he was a little concerned because he's an American in a foreign country, and you got to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, we're not exactly shipping out goodwill ambassadors these days.
No, not exactly. So keep that in mind. And he also said, because he travels all over, and he says, you know, if you're going to go, this is the year of really not being an ugly American. I mean, maybe you don't, you know, you don't wear the New York Yankees T-shirt and the Sox ball cap and really get loud and noisy and make a big scene. He says, maybe you should just, like, if you're going to be as a tourist, underplay it this year in certain parts of the world where there is, you know, more animosity built up to Americans and other parts of the world.
I'm with you. I would, if I were considering travel vacation, I'd confine it to the good old USA, quite frankly.
Yeah. And by the way, if you go overseas, go out of the country, his tip was to make sure you register with the American embassy in that country because
indeed.
They keep track of things and could alert you if there is a problem.
Right.
They'll also know you're in the country. So he really emphasized that this year. Register with the embassy.
Yeah. Because you never know when you're going to need asylum.
Yep. That's funny. Or an insane asylum in our case, right, Jen?
How about AI? How about AI in travel?
A lot of people are using it. According to a survey by Adobe, about half, 53% of Americans say they've used artificial intelligence to plan a trip. They use it to compare and shop for hotels or find restaurants, even plan an itinerary. I used it when I went to the trip I'm going to tell you about in New Mexico for my wife's birthday a week ago. But I'm very suspicious of AI. And Chris said, and his quote was, it's not ready for prime time yet, because he uses it, but he always double checks. So it's a tool. It's a way to maybe get started.
Yeah.
But there's these things called hallucinations, which we've talked about before, where it's erroneous information, or they may not give you the full story. They may not know that that restaurant that they recommended that you're going to drive an hour to close during COVID. Or in my case, they may not tell you that the ride you were looking to do, the tram ride, is only open, I forget what it was, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It didn't point that out in my in the information it gave me. So it's a way to maybe start and get some information, gather information, but you've got to do the homework on your own and make sure you know where you want to go and the places are still there and open and everything.
How many times have we seen in every sci-fi movie where an android or a robot or something comes in to help you with the home? They always turn on you. Always.
Well, except in the Jetsons. In the Jetsons,
well,
it always works
true.
Out.
Yeah,
it's
mean,
true. But
I can just see like AI, like whatever it was in the Terminator, where it started developing its own consciousness. And, it could strangle you in the middle of your vacation. I'm just saying.
Right. We're not at that point yet. We're just at giving you erroneous information that could ruin your vacation by going to some place that's not there anymore.
True.
Yeah.
So are you going to, is this where you want to tell me about this trip?
Yeah. Yeah. So we went to New Mexico, had a wonderful time in New Mexico. My tip is you cannot get to the airport early enough. We got there over 2 hours early because I know SeaTac Airport, the morning flights, it's the busiest time here in Seattle at SeaTac Airport in the morning. And there are cruise ship season now, so it's always packed with people. The line, John, for TSA pre-check was around the building. It was so long, I've never seen it that far before. So we finally get up to the pre-check, and the guy from TSA lets me through and says, fine. And I'm waiting, and he says to my wife, you're not pre-approved. And I walked over, I said, excuse me, that's my wife. And yes, she is. See, it says right there on the ticket. He says, no, she's not pre-approved. It's like, excuse me, it's right there on the ticket. He says, come here, look at my computer. And for some reason, it said not approved. So he said, we'll go all the way down to the other end of the airport and get in the general line.
God.
And we would have missed a flight if we had done that. So I said, I'm going to leave my wife here with you. And I'm going to go to Alaska Airlines. Yeah, she's you know,
I'm going.
She's my collateral.
See you later, honey.
Right. And I went all the way back to the main part of the airport, got to Alaska Airlines, got to the customer service desk, got to wait for everybody to get through. And they said, no, she's in the system. I don't know what the problem is. I said, just print me out another ticket. Print me a new boarding pass. I went to a different guy at TSA. We got through that time. We made it with about 10 minutes to spare before they started boarding. If we had not gotten there early and had gotten sent down to that other line that went around the building three times, we would have never made our flight. Read a newspaper, get something to eat. You can't be there too early.
You know, I heard read something that I think it's United Airlines allegedly is going to require people to get to be at the gate. They've expanded the amount
15 minutes early.
Earlier.
15 minutes before the departure time.
I thought it was more than that now.
Oh, I'll Google it while we're in the commercial break.
Okay, we'll take that now. More with Herb when we come back on 720 WGN. When it comes to taking your business and protecting your consumer rights, no one surpasses Herb Weisbaum, the consumer man.
Who's here to take care of business.
Who's here to take care of more business. And apparently this has to do with the FTC.
But I'm going to answer your question.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Very timely. Starting tomorrow, Mr. Yes. Landecker, United Airlines will change its check-in time limits for domestic flights. Mm-hmm. Under the new rules, all travelers on domestic flights must check in at least 45 minutes before departure. Previously, if you were flying within the U.S. and were not checking bags, you could check in 15 minutes 45. Before takeoff. Now it's 45 minutes. Now, remember, you can check in from home. If you check in from home, you're checked in. So you don't have to wait around and you go right to the gate. And if there's an overbooked flight, which could happen at holidays or at the summer vacation season, they tend to bump people if they have to involuntarily bump them. If people won't get off the plane, they base it on check-in time. So check in at home and get the paperwork all done, and then you don't have to worry about it at the airport. But 45 minutes now before departure.
Why the increase?
I think they just want to get the planes taken off on time. It's really important. Planes are packed. The crowds are there. And they want to, it said their quote was, it brings greater consistency for our customers by aligning with our current check baggage deadline and the check-in policies followed by most other airlines. In other words, hey, they're doing it. We're going to do it.
But let's put some wordage out there that people might or might not understand. So.
Sure. Yeah.
Can we move to the FTC rules?
Absolutely. Let's take care of business. Yes.
All right. Let's do it.
This is a consumer man update for you, Mr. Landecker, because we've talked about this many times before. The rule was announced the beginning of the year, and it just took effect a couple of weeks ago. This is the rule on unfair or deceptive fees, aka when we were talking about it, it was called the junk fee rule. It took effect on May the 12th, and basically this prohibits bait and switch prices and other tactics used to bury junk fees and hide total prices for two things: live event ticketing, that's concerts and sport events and theater, that kind of thing, and short-term lodging. The problem was you shop online, you see the ad, and you have no idea what the real and true price is. This is a very big win for consumers for price transparency. So it doesn't matter whether they're called service fees, convenience fees, resort fees, whatever it is, these added costs, these junk fees tacked on checkout, which drive up the total price of rooms and tickets, they have to be listed in the fee when they list the fee. Truthful pricing up front. If it's mandatory, if you must pay for it, it must be included in the advertised price. Yay. How about that?
It doesn't mean that they're going away. It just means that they're going to be upfront about charging you for it.
Correct. The law, the rule does not limit add-on fees in any way, shape, or form. But you know what? There's always a transparency. Always seems that you shine the light and the cockroaches scatter. So
yes,
transparency, and it also increases competition. I want to give you an example based on a true hotel story. So in the old days, if you're price shopping online and there was a room that, let's say, was $175 a night. And there was another room at $200. Excuse me. Let's start the other way. If there's $175 a night and it looks like the cheaper room, but there's another one that's $200 a night, but the $175 a night one had a hidden $50 resort fee, that was actually the most expensive of the two rooms that you were shopping. And you couldn't tell that until you hit checkout, which made price comparison hard. And a lot of companies have told me off the record, well, if everybody had to play by the rules and have a level playing field, we'd all do it. But because some people do it, we all have to play this cheat the customer game and play fun and games. So this makes that a lot more easy for consumers to figure out what's going on. And research shows in the scenario I just gave you that if that happens, you're likely to shrug your shoulders, get really upset, and then pay the higher price because you don't want to start all over again and waste all your valuable time. So that's taking advantage of the customer. That kind of thing has to stop.
And now, that doesn't necessarily mean that businesses are going to comply, though, does it?
I think they will, because there's a pretty steep penalty for this. The penalty is, if you ignore the rule, up to $50,000 fine per violation.
Oof. Okay.
And knowing how the FTC lawyers work, every listing for a room would probably be considered a violation, or for a ticket would be a violation. So I think they're going to take this one seriously. And if anyone listening in Chicagoland encounters a situation where you get something tacked on, like there was a resort fee that was not included in the total price or something like that, go to the FTC website and file a complaint. They really want to hear from you. That's how they enforce these things, by consumers telling them, hey, somebody's not playing by the rules. I decided from my article that just went up on Checkbook. Oh, it didn't even go up yet, John. I'm doing this before it goes up tomorrow. I spot checked the the big hotel chains, the vacation rental platforms, and the ticket sellers to find out what's going on. So I looked at Wyndham, Choice, Marriott, Hilton, and Intercontinental, the five largest U.S. hotel chains. Yeah. And I shopped to see what was going on. And I also looked at the ticket brokers, Ticketmaster and StubHub. And all of the hotels showed the total price, including fees, were applicable. Some chains, and I commend them for this, actually made it easy to see the breakdown of the charges. Intercontinental actually separated the room rate and the fees, listed those under the total price. So you could see what the room rate was and then what the various fees they were charging. Ticketmaster's all-in pricing is what it says, the full price of each ticket on the seat selection. And you can also, from Ticketmaster, get a breakdown of the service fee. They're staggering when you see the service fees tacked onto the tickets. But as long as they disclose them, that's legal. And StubHub also lists the total price. So it looks like this is working. It had many, many, many months to get ready for this. There is a steep penalty. I think you're going to find out that in most cases, they're actually following the rules, which is good.
Okay, this may be an ignorant question, but why is there a need for fees?
Well, fees are a way to charge more. In the old days, you charged the fee because it was a way of jacking up the price without telling anybody about it.
But I don't get it. Why don't you just put it under the price?
Because if you list a room for $175 and there's a $25 resort fee, and people are shopping online, it's a $175 listing when you're doing your search for the cheapest.
No, I understand that. But,
yeah. It's duplicitous. It's bait and switch.
Makes no sense.
It's business tactic 101. You know, you're going to annoy some of your customers, but you're going to rip off the rest of them. In some of the cases, the fees are required. When you do rental cars or other things, there are taxes and airport fees, and, you know, they have to pass those
things taxes.
Along.
No, I understand taxes.
But resort fees, that is simply a way to just say, we're going to lower the room price so it looks cheaper and then hit you for this thing on the back end. That's not going to happen anymore. By the way, they don't have to tell you up front because they can't compute it, the taxes or the handling fees. But before you press buy, before you hit that button, they must tell you the total price when they can figure out what the taxes are based on maybe where you live or whatever, or what the shipping charge is going to be. You have to have the full total price before you click the I'm committed, I'm going to buy it button.
Well, that's good to know. Now, where do people go, Herb, to avail themselves more of your expertise?
They can go to checkbook.org and read my stories. And then the travel thing with Chris Elliott is a podcast. So you can go to consumerpedia.org and listen to all the information that Chris and I shared about traveling and making your travel smarter this summer. And, of course, you can always find me at consumerman.com. I have a little envelope up there. Click it. Write me a question. Say, I heard you on Landecker. I answer every one of your listeners' questions, John.
That's right.
That's what we
do. That's right. And appreciate it. All right, Herb. Looking forward to the next time. Thanks.
Happy trails.
To you, until we meet again. Okay, get
out.
Thank
of
you,
here.
Roy. Are you Roy or Dale?
I'm the horse.
Okay, thanks.
I'm Silver.
He's looking out for. I'm Nellie Bill. I'm the Jeep. He's looking out for us, and that's a good thing.